This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. U.S. Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland stopped in Denver today to meet with the state's top water officials about drought and ongoing water supply issues. Haaland says communities across the West are feeling the impacts of climate change.
City dwellers and Indian tribes, we all have a role to use water wisely, manage our resources with every community in mind, work collaboratively, and respect each other during this challenging time.
The Colorado River supplies 40 million people in the Southwest. The largest reservoirs on the system are at record low levels. The Larimer County Board of Commissioners declared a disaster emergency due to the impacts from the flood of the Poudre Canyon along Highway 14. CPR's Paolo Shalsita reports.
By declaring a disaster, Larimer County officials can access state or federal resources as needed. The declaration will remain in effect until next Wednesday, unless it's extended or prematurely rescinded. The Tuesday night flood forced evacuations and left one dead. At least three people are missing. Officials have shut down the Poudre River for all uses due to rocks and debris swept in by rainfall. I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
San Juan National Forest has dropped its fire restrictions effective today. That means campfires are now allowed outside of established campgrounds and recreation sites. Forest officials say monsoon rains lowered the risk of wildfires. Visitors should still be careful and keep campfires small. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.